Hello again from Juno. We have completed the first 30 days of this session and have all dug in and are working very hard. With significantly lower projections for oil prices and production, our state is confronting its first budget deficit in many years, and the need to constrain spending is very clear. There is a growing sense of urgency at the legislature this session, and we will face one tough decision after another as we build and review the budgets for the coming fiscal year and beyond. Many worthy programs and projects across the state are competing for funding. We will do our best to keep spending within the state's means. This means a leaner budget than the past 7 or 8 years. We have all gotten spoiled, and everyone is coming to the legislature with their hands held out. Unfortunately, many hands will remain empty at the end of session. Hopefully, many of you heard our House Majority Caucus's 5 Guiding Principles press conference that was held on Friday. I believe that we are on the right track to fulfilling many of these principles with bills that are to come or are currently before us in the legislature. Those 5 guiding principles are affordable energy, building a strong economy, fiscal responsibility, education reform / workforce development, and healthy communities. I will briefly recap some of the bills in their relationship to our principles. Under affordable energy and building a strong economy, House Bill 4 is paving the way for an interstate gas pipeline. House Bill 15 reduces regulatory burden on small businesses. House Bill 35 would allow low-cost home heating conversion loans. House Bill 39 is about power cost equalization for our rural communities. And House Bill 47 seeks to ensure responsibility in bringing lawsuits against permitted projects. Fiscal responsibility. House Bill 30 would ensure that every state agency is periodically audited to be sure they are providing fiscally responsible services that meet the agency's core obligations. House Bill 71 would extend the date of the Alaska Regional Economic Assistance Program. House Bill 72 determines if Alaska has an oil gas regime that is fiscally and competitively accountable now and in the future. Education reform and workforce development. House Bill 17 provides for reductions in principal loan amounts for students that remain or come back to Alaska. House Bill 21 gives rural school districts the option for a 4-day school week. House Bill 31 adds an American Constitutionalism history course to the required curriculum. House Bill 41 provides for forward funding of education. House Bill 93 revises the current statute for approval of charter schools. Healthy communities. HJR 5 opposes genetically engineered salmon. Senate Bill 22 would strengthen our court system in punishing sex trafficking crimes. Senate Bill 37 extends the Suicide Prevention Council to continue their vitally important role in our communities. I have mentioned only a few of the many bills that are before the legislature. There are more bills to come that will join the ones I have already mentioned. They just are still in the drafting phase, so stay tuned. If you would like further information or are interested in commenting, please contact my office or view the complete details of any bill on the state legislative website in the BASIS system. I would like to take a moment to thank WISH for honoring Ketchikan's 4 Outstanding Women of Distinction for 2013. And congratulations, ladies. Charlotte Glover, Trish Nosted, Elizabeth Nelson, and Alma Parker. It cannot be stressed enough how important it is to have role models such as these women in our communities. That's the news for this past week. Please call my office at any time if you have input on any legislation. I appreciate hearing from my constituents.